Paul yesterday said we're a healthy enough scratch, which sounded a little interesting in the wording. You missed a couple practices last week. It's safe to say you're maybe got a few bumps and bruises right now going on?
Yeah, for sure. For about 2 months, I've been playing with, you know, a few things. They don't feel good, but, you know, they're good enough to play. But when you start to miss a lot of practices, I think over the last 3-4 weeks, I probably only had like 2 or 3 real practices. Right. I think it starts to catch up with you. So it's just a matter of kind of let the body heal a bit more and, you know, kind of hit the reset button.
A few extra days off then with yesterday and if ready to draw back in tomorrow?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I feel good. Like, you know, the body has been progressing the right way. So I think the one game off was good. But yeah, I'm for sure ready to go.
This blue line, seems like every time a guy maybe comes back, another guy goes down. We haven't heard about Tucker's prognosis yet, but is this just an ever-constant state of change, I guess?
No, I mean, the guys in the back end, they play a hard game. You know, they put the body on the line every night. We're not the finesse type back end. There's a lot of guys that, you know, block shots and play a hard game. So with that game comes a lot of injuries. So we've had a little bit of bad luck, but, you know, eventually we're going to get a full lineup on the back end and, you know, we're going to be fine.
How about Vancouver tomorrow? Still keep in touch with any of those guys?
Yeah, I do. You know, I was there for 3 years and they have a really good group of guys and there's definitely 3-4 guys that I keep in touch with and might even go for dinner with them tonight and kind of catch up. But, you know, I think they've been playing some really good hockey as of late, so it's going to be a test for sure.
What catches your attention? What's the top of the agenda when you take a look at the plan for tomorrow to get your club back?
I mean, I feel like they play a pretty fast-paced game. A lot of guys that compete pretty hard and a lot of guys that, you know, have a lot of skill. So you got to make sure you keep their time and space to a limit. And, I mean, it's kind of the same thing when you play against, you know, a team like Colorado or whatever. They have the few guys you got to keep an eye on. But I think the main focus is on us. You know, if we play our game, if we play fast, if we play north-south, I think we give ourselves a good chance to win a hockey game.